Morehouse Ave. Cool. It's the last day of the manufacturer's bid sell out at Brownies Metro Direct 1 to 8 Morehouse Ave. Doors wide open till 8 tonight, but make sure you do get in before then to check out some of these incredible deals like the Do Not Disturb bids.
That's right, today's the last day. The doors are going to be wide open till 8 p.m. tonight with selected bids at way below wholesale prices. Do not pay the retail price for a new bid set. You don't have to. You're dealing direct with the manufacturer. Now, those Do Not Disturb bid sets from Therapeutic, like the Pocket Sleep Invitation, queen size Do Not Disturb bed set today until 8 p.m. tonight, and today's the last day, just $899 for those queen size Do Not Disturb pocket spring bed sets. The king size sets, just $1099. You better hurry, only till 8 p.m. tonight, and buy on that interest free deal.
It's a blockbuster one too. You can buy on no deposit, 20 months interest free, and no repayments until April 2014. But today is the last day. Make sure you get in before 8 tonight. The manufacturer's bed sellout at Brownies Mattress Direct.
Easy Breeze for a Fujitsu heat pump fitted at your place. Hi, Graham from Easy Breeze. Every Fujitsu heat pump installed by us is backed by an unbeatable 6-year warranty on parts and labour. Phone us now on 3522 780. Our Easy Breeze team are experienced guys. I've been in the game for 30 years and for my business partners 20 years. So for heat pumps, air conditioning, commercial or domestic, go with the best. Easy Breeze. Phone 3522 780 because we make it easy.
His tours were the greatest events in modern history. Now experience one more time the thrill, the music, the legend that is Immortal. Michael Jackson, the Immortal World Tour by Cirque du Soleil. 6 shows only from October 30 at Vector Arena, Auckland. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Sponsored by Infinity Cars.
Chris Lynch, he's got Canterbury talking on News Talk ZB.
Later in the program, we'll tell you how to win an incredible trip for two direct to Perth of Air New Zealand Tourism Western Australia. We'll give you a chance. You just got to listen to a very special boarding call at next hour. We'll take three callers. We'll get you in the draw to win that. I'll give you more details after 11 o'clock this morning on this fantastic prize we're doing right here on Canterbury Morning. Still keen to get some talkback discussion, some robust debate on the New Zealand flag. I'm yet to hear from people who want to keep the New Zealand flag as it is. The reason why we have reignited this debate again, Prime Minister John Key was talking about this over the weekend at the National Party Conference, saying if there was one thing he could change overnight, what would it be? He was asked this by a journalist. His response was, change the New Zealand flag to have the silver fern on it. Do you agree with that? Get on the phone, give us a call, 340-1098, 0800-80-1080. What about our international sporting athletes? When they go overseas, they compete, they all wear black, don't they? It is not the same as our flag. So I'm keen to hear from both sides of the argument this morning. We've got two spare lines, looking forward to your calls this morning. Also, we're discussing tagging. It is disgusting, isn't it, to see that the CTV site was once again graffiti tagged. The chairs were destroyed and wrecked again. What do we do with these taggers? Are our penalties strong enough? Are they tough enough for taggers? Yes or no? Get on the phone. Give me a call this morning. Don't forget, we're giving away the News Talk ZB DVD prize this morning. It is the Penguin King 3D DVD. Comes in multi-format. Follow the young penguin's life as they head through their very first years. It is narrated by David Edinburgh as well. Greg, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Hey, talking about the penalties, I think your idea, you know, for taggers of the orange suits was a great idea. And they should be made to do it. I have seen a police officer outside the Papanui post office with a young guy who obviously tagged the place, and they were cleaning off the walls. The cop was helping him. I don't know why, but it should have been left to this young guy. But as regarding the orange suits, you get the white liberals hand wringers like Marie Dyerberg. She'd be out there protesting, saying it's having a detrimental effect on these people.
Yes, she would.
You know, basically, a lot of them who do it, they're as dumb as donuts. They don't care, or they're just thumbing their nose at society because they know the sensitivity of those sites, and it's their way of saying, stuff you, basically, we don't care. You know, if it was somewhere like Singapore, they'd be, and I know it's not going to happen here, and I'm not suggesting it, but they'd end up being caned for this.
Yeah, they would.
Well, it was the case in the 90s of a young American kid who went out vandalising cars, and he was court and he was sentenced to six strokes. There was a bit of a protest, but he still ended up getting three. And they took a poll in America, and I think about 95% of people said, yep, deserves all he gets. But they just don't have that there, like we do, because the penalties are such that people know the consequences if they get caught.
I'm all for naming and shaming. The reason, you know, if you're a teenager, the one thing you never want to have happen to you is to be embarrassed in front of your peers, in front of your community, I would suspect, Eric, and I think this is the only way to do it. The only way to do it is to name and shame them and make them stand out there and clean off the bloody graffiti wearing their orange jumpsuits. Simple as that. And then I think that would be a fantastic deterrent.
Yeah, well, I think that would be great, and have it published in the paper that they're going to be at such and such a place at a certain time doing it. And
I actually think that might cross the line there. I think that's almost bordering on, you know, vigilantism, where, I don't know, I feel like if we happen to be driving past a bus stop in Lynwood and we see a guy in an orange jumpsuit, great, fine, we can toot our horn. You know, no problem. But I think the minute we start to publicise this, you know, which, you know, to be fair, is not a hanging offence, I think we can get some of the unsightly ones from our community that will probably take it too far, you know?
Yeah, although, as you alluded to before, we used to publish the names of drunk drivers, didn't we?
We did. I wonder why they stopped that. Probably somebody at the Privacy Commission, who's on 120k a year, decided to write a report to validate their job, and it was probably stopped for that very reason, you know.
I'd say, but you're talking about people catching taggers. A friend of mine's work colleague caught a guy doing it, so he took the spray pack off and sprayed him, his clothing with it, and he, of course, ran to his parents and complained. The chap was charged. Mm. The police didn't want to, but they had to, but they informed this young guy's parents that he was going to be charged too for his tagging, and so they dropped the charges.
For God's sake.
You know, they deserve all they get. They've got to take their lumps, so they're going to keep doing this, and especially I think that memorial site does need to come under camera surveillance, because I think it's just going to keep happening. It's too much of a target for some of these morons, you know. It's just.
But isn't that sad, though, that we'll probably need to introduce video surveillance to stop them? But I think if we do that, we make sure the cameras are in secret, are hidden, and then when some idiot does decide to do that, then the police or whoever is involved in the surveillance can pop that on Facebook, pop that on the internet, give it to the Christchurch Press, and boy oh boy, they won't do that again.
It's a good idea. I just hope someone goes with it, because if actions, the laws or things aren't changed, this is just going to carry on. The place is just going to get worse as it does. You know, it's like dogs messing in one place, isn't it?
That's right. And nice to hear from you, Greg. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for calling in this morning. If you've just joined the program, welcome on in. We're discussing the CDV site that's been vandalised by taggers, an act which has been described by many people this morning as incredibly disrespectful. Former CDV reporter Emily Cooper, she tweeted the picture of the graffiti at the CDV site. She, of course, lost many colleagues and friends in the CDV building collapse, as did I. And she writes, and I think she's hit the nail on the head, "I can't understand why somebody would do that or what goes through their minds. It is incredibly disrespectful." And it is, most certainly is, isn't it? But somebody out there must know who did it, and let's hope they come forward and tell their police. Some teenager must be able to recognise that graffiti and do something about it. "Taggers are the scum of the earth," as one person writes. "Anytime a tagger vandalises property, it is disrespectful." Well, it most certainly is disrespectful, but what they don't understand is not just the emotional harm that's caused, but some of the tagging is really expensive to fix, particularly the etching in the bus shelters, thousands of dollars worth of damage. How do you sit on this? How do you feel about this? What do we do about taggers in Christchurch? We've got one spare line.
If you're a qualified tradie looking to get work, get hold of AWF Trades.
We're on our way.
If AWF can pull a drowning donkey out of a lake, they can save your unemployed tradies. Two, chippies, plumbers, sparkies. You could be earning tomorrow with AWF Trades. If you're looking for work, talk to AWF. They've been saving qualified tradies like yours since 1988. AWF Trades. Right people, job done.
Experience the Dixon difference with Dixon Homes. More than 70,000 homes have been built under the Dixon Home name since 1959. With the choice of over 1,900 designs, there's one to suit you. Or they can help you with your own unique design. Go online to find out more at dixonhomes.co.nz or see them at 64 Carmen Road. Building a new home is an exciting experience, so make sure you see Dixon Homes first. From start to finish, experience the Dixon difference. Phone 349 0020.
Hi, Dan Carter for Brownies Mattress Direct. It's a huge manufacturer's bed sellout, and it's on right now at Brownies Mattress Direct.
Hi, Dean Brownie. Rush in, because today's the last day to buy selected bed sets at below wholesale prices. Buy a no deposit, 20 months interest free, with no repayment until April next year. Today's the last day, and the doors will be wide open till 8 p.m. tonight.
Tackle the best bed deal in the manufacturer's bed sellout. Only at Brownies Mattress Direct. 128 Morehouse Avenue.
Holland Suzuki Cars celebrate a whole new range of vehicles called Holland Special Edition. These selected vehicles have numerous added features which have never been offered before on Suzuki's. Come and test drive and discover for yourself the incredible value available across this range. Exclusive to Holland Suzuki Cars, Christchurch and Timaru.
News Talk ZB News Headline.
Good morning. Coming up in our News Talk ZB Christchurch News at 10 o'clock, the hunt continues for a man following an Auckland abduction yesterday, and Red Zone house movings gaining traction. In sport with Brian Ashby, he'll bring you the latest from the US PGA. In Christchurch today, we're cloudy with occasional rain. That should be clearing by this evening. We're heading for a high of 10 degrees, still sitting on 9. You're up to date.
Shelley is 11 and a big music fan. Soon, she's going to download the new album by her favourite band. But if she doesn't have ultra broadband, then it's going to take her ages. And in that time, she might listen to something else. Maybe someone else. And she might decide that she likes him a lot. Don't let Shelley become a believer. Waiting is over. For fast uploading and downloading, Telecom Ultra Broadband is here. Visit telecom.co.nz/ultra for details. Terms and conditions apply. Ultra Broadband is not available everywhere.
Harcourt's Holmwood has reopened with a brand new St. Albans office. They're in the Edgware Village, right across from BP, ready to help with any buying or selling needs. Talk to the team you can trust. Holmwood.co.nz, licensed under the REAA.
What you need? Get the look. Add value to your home and experience the best of outdoor living with a veranda from Stratco. Need a fence, domestic or commercial? Stratco lightweight coloured steel fencing looks great, and from just $69 a metre including GST, it's a steal. Need a garden shed? Stratco have many different styles and sizes to suit your needs. Call them on 0800 99 4433 or go online at stratco.co.nz.
What you need today?
Shepherd and Kime presents Shepherd and Rhyme.
'Twas 1966, you'll find, when a man named Shepherd and a bloke named Kime opened a centre for collision repairs where they treat each car as if it were theirs. Nigh half a century on, they're still the best, the panel and paint and all the rest, with the latest gear and that well-known flair to keep your car flash as it goes here and there. Major insurers are friends with them all, so when you've had a prang, you call Shepherd and Kime. They won't be beat. Out by the airport and on Antigua Street.
Have you planned your holiday getaway?
Hi, Tony Williams from Williams Hotel Group. The Williams Hotel Oak Ridge Resort Wanaka for families or couples with relaxing hot pools, gym, sauna and day spa. The Williams Hotel Punakaiki Resort on the beach amongst the stunning West Coast scenery. Relax in our restaurant or bar and take in the ocean views. Go to williamshotels.co.nz or phone 0800 706 707 and take a break with us.
Selling property? Talk to Harcourt's Holmwood. Professional, fantastic marketing, and a team you can trust for buying or selling. Holmwood.co.nz, licensed under the REAA.
News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. It is 16 to 10. We've got two spare lines. Get on the phone, give us a call now. Is it time to change the New Zealand flag? Prime Minister John Key says absolutely, but only a referendum would see that through. would you be in favour of changing it to have the silver fern, the white silver fern, on a black background? Do you think to have the silver fern, the white silver fern, on a black background? Do you think that is insipid and slightly evil looking? Would you like something else? If so, what would you like? Be